Yates Elementary School was built over 100 years ago, near 33rd and Chicago Streets. The school was named after Henry Whitfield Yates, a resident of the neighborhood. Omaha Public Schools, owner of the building, opted to use this building as a program center for immigrants, where ESL classes were offered among other services. 3 years ago, Omaha Public Schools wanted to sell the building. Some neighbors and community members started a campaign, Save Yates. Most likely, it would have been demolished for a new school. Through the campaign, Yates Illuminates was able to buy the building and started the renovation. The neighbors who opposed wanted to create a community center in the building that offered social, cultural, and educational resources for everyone.
But not a usual community center, because we want to offer all kinds of services to uplift everybody's skills and opportunities.
Marie-Elaine André is the executive director of Yates Illuminates. It would be open soon, and she calls this place a community center for everyone in Omaha. Close to 10 community services would be in the building, providing a wide variety of services. Providing cultural and artistic service at Yates Illuminates, Great Plains Theater Commons will have year-round production and community outreach programs, such as supporting everyone in Omaha who wants to tell their story.
I have an interest in telling my own story. I come from another country. I have a story to tell. Great Plains Theater Commons is there to help write the story and maybe make it a play out of it. Because Great Plains Theatre Commons works with OPS, with refugee organizations, and has workshops for people to tell their story. We want to share stories. Everyone has a story to tell.
Yates Illuminates will continue to provide services to immigrants and refugees, but they are focusing in the community in general. Andre says that many need help completing the GED or just a space to hang out, but they want to welcome all.
We offer a community center, but we also want to promote and foster collaboration between all these organizations. So somebody entering the building may need one service, like help, social help, or information about immigration. But then they may find out that, oh, I need some English classes. MCC offers English classes. To learn how to drive, Refugee Women Rising has driving classes for women.
In just a few more days, Yates Illuminates will open its doors. Great Plains Theater Commons has a grand opening also on December 22nd. You can find more information at yatesilluminates.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.